Have you heard about the new kid on the block? She's 7 years old, loves skateboarding, and shredding on the electric guitar. Her name is Cheong. She's Korean-American, and she's the newest Muppet joining Sesame Street. Cheong will be the first Asian-American Muppet on the long-running children's TV show when she debuts next week. Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit behind Sesame Street, says Cheong was created as part of its racial justice initiative called Coming Together. The show hopes Cheong will play a key role in countering Asian hate in response to a surge of violence and racism against the PETA community during the pandemic. The character will be introduced during the show's Thanksgiving special called Seeing Us Coming Together. In the episode, residents of Sesame Street celebrate Neighbor Day, a community event with food, music, and games. However, in the episode, someone off-screen tells Cheong to go back home, a racist insult commonly flung at Asian Americans. Cheong is initially upset, but the residents of Sesame Street come together and comfort their new friend, with the help of guest stars like actor Simu Liu and tennis star Naomi Osaka. They all assure Cheong that she belongs here as much as anyone.
I think there is a great psychological effect of not seeing yourself and your communities on mainstream platforms.
That's Rinka Shimizu. She's a current senior and one of the club heads for Asian Pacific American Coalition, a student group on Northwestern's campus.
We basically create a safe space for people identifying as a PETA to talk about any issues related to our identity, but also just encompassing the college experience, being, you know, Asian American on a predominantly white campus.
Shimizu immigrated to the U.S. when she was 6 and didn't grow up watching Sesame Street. Nevertheless, she sees Cheong's arrival to Sesame Street as a victory for Asian Americans in their fight for representation in the media.
Children's entertainment as kids, it's one of the ways that we learn about the world. You know, we can't travel everywhere. We don't know much yet. TV media is our way into knowing what the world looks like. And that's sort of where we form our worldview.
When it comes to Sesame Street, Asian Americans are nothing new. Japanese American actor Alan Maroka has been on the show for the past 20 years, playing Alan, the current owner of Hooper's store. Yet Cheong's arrival to the show is special. It's another way for young Asian American viewers to see themselves further represented.
I think in the past year, especially with the rise of anti-Asian racism, I think we as a country have realized that such experiences are very common for Asian American children to be told to go back home or things like that. We are part of the community in America. It's amazing that they have named it as a problem, as something that deserves to be recognized, and as something that people, not just Asian Americans, but any child watching it should be aware of, and to know how that makes Asian American children feel.
Cheong's inclusion as a character allows Sesame Street to tackle stories and lessons about the Asian American experience that they otherwise couldn't tell. With Cheong's official arrival to Sesame Street, there's only one question left to ask. What will kids think of Cheong when they meet her for the first time? For that insight, I knew the perfect source to turn to.
Is it easier to do it on the computer? We're gonna be home in literally 5 minutes.
That's my younger brother, Tucker.
My name is Tucker Song and I am 7.
He loves playing baseball, learning about dinosaurs, and, like Cheong, is Korean-American.
What do you think of Sesame Street?
It's okay, but I really liked it as, like, a two-year-old.
As a two-year-old? I think maybe last year?
Yeah, last year. That's later. I don't remember when I watched it, but I like it. I really do.
So, did you know that there's an Asian-American Muppet joining Sesame Street?
No.
What do you think about that?
I think it's probably good. Yeah, I think I'm gonna watch it again. So, now that there's that character.
Very cool.
I've been waiting my whole entire life for that, so.
What's that?
Waiting my whole entire life.
You've been waiting your entire life?
Yes.
All right, thanks so much, Tuck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Sesame Street's first episode with Cheong is set to air on Thanksgiving Day. Families can watch the episode on PBS Kids, HBO Max, and Sesame Street's YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. For WNUR News, I'm Nick Song.